Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 2. We saw in the previous episode to where the servants of Abner and the servants of Job lined up on both sides of a body of water right here, a pool. And they agreed to rise up against each other 12 by 12, and all 24 died. But then we saw this. That day, the battle was very severe, and Abner and the men of Israel were beaten before the servants of David. So apparently the battle did not end with that particular event. And I don't know if that was like a sporting type of thing, or they're trying to show off, or they thought they'd do this, do that. It erupted into battle. And we pick it up. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 18 says this. Now the three sons of Zeruiah were there. Remember, that's the sister of David. And here's the three sons' names: Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. Now, they're all three important. Joab, as we saw in the previous episode, goes all the way through the story of David. The last thing that David says is he tells his son Solomon to kill Joab. Okay? And Solomon does, by the way. We'll see Abishai. Asahel, we see right here, but it's not going to end well for him. Well, Asahel, verse 18 says, was swift-footed as one of the gazelles which is in the field, which means he runs fast. Asahel pursued Abner and did not turn to the right or to the left from following Abner. So Abner is fleeing, okay? They're running away because the battle is going against him. He's fleeing, and Asahel is pursuing him, and he wouldn't be distracted. He's focused on him. Verse 20, then Abner looked behind him and said, "Is that you, Asahel?" And he answered, "It is I." So get the context here. Get the scene. Abner is fleeing. They're running. Asahel is chasing. Abner yells back at him, "Hey, is that you?" Because when you're running like that, you can't quite tell who it is. And we don't know what the distance is. We do know that they are within audible distance, right? Well, he says, "Yeah, it's me." Verse 21. So Abner said to him, "Turn to your right or to your left, and take hold of one of the young men for yourself, and take for yourself his spoil." But Asahel was not willing to turn aside from following him. So why did Abner say that? Let's read a little more here and see. Verse 22. Abner repeated again to Asahel, "Turn aside from following me. Why should I strike you to the ground? How then could I lift up my face to your brother Joab?" Okay. So he's saying, "I don't want to strike you down. I don't want to do this. How can I, you know, look at your brother if I kill you?" So they're still running. Okay, they're running. He's fleeing. They're running. Abner told him, "Hey, go fight one of these other guys. You can defeat one of these other guys." But Abner was far more skilled, far more experienced, and he wasn't going to be able to defeat him. And we see that he did not want to kill him. Verse 23. However, he refused to turn aside. Therefore, Abner struck him in the belly with the butt end of the spear, so that the spear came out at his back, and he fell there and died on the spot. Well, you reckon? And it came about that all who came to the place where Asahel had fallen and died stood still. So we can tell from verse 22 that Abner did not want to kill him. He didn't want to kill him at all. You see in verse 23 that Asahel catches up with him. So Abner struck him in the belly with the butt end of the spear. That means like with what? With the handle. Now just think about the force that's required for the butt end of the spear to come out his back. It goes all the way through his body. You know, I'm more inclined to think that Abner did not want to kill him. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to just knock the breath out of him. But if you've ever held a spear or a sword or something like that, how in the world is that going to happen? Is the butt end that long? Well, it's long enough where it goes through his back. But to get that type of force, would you be holding the blade? Well, you're not going to hold the blade. That's going to cut you, right? He couldn't hold the blade to get that force. Or is it that the spear, okay, How long is this spear? You know, did it have a butt end and have a longer end before you got to the sharp end? Guess what? We simply don't know. We do know what happened. The spear comes out of his back from the butt end, and I don't think Abner meant to kill him. I think he just meant to immobilize him. Verse 24. But Joab and Abishai pursued Abner, so the other two brothers keep pursuing him. And when the sun was going down, they came to the hill of Amah, which is in front of Gaia, by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon. The sons of Benjamin gathered together behind Abner and became one band, and they stood on top of a certain hill. So Abner gets back to the forces, his forces, the sons of Benjamin. They join together. They stand together as one band. They're on top of the hill. Then Abner calls to Joab and said, "Shall the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitter in the end? How long will you refrain from telling the people to turn back from following their brothers?" He's saying, hey, we're all brothers. Are you going to keep following us? Are we going to keep killing one another like this? How long is this going to be going on? Verse 27, Joab said, "As God lives, if you had not spoken, surely then the people would have gone away in the morning, each from following his brother." So Joab blew the trumpet, and all the people halted and pursued Israel no longer, nor did they continue to fight anymore. And Joab said, you know, we're going to leave in the morning anyway. You know, they were going to go away, so he's just going to stop the fight now. 29. Abner and his men then walked through the Arabah all that night. So they crossed the Jordan, walked all the morning, and came to Mahanaim, which is where they started from. Remember that? Then Joab returned from following Abner. When he had gathered all the people together, 19 of David's servants beside Asahel were missing. So that's the 20 I'd mentioned in the previous episode. 20 of David's servants were missing. Verse 31. But the servants of David had struck down many of Benjamin and Abner's men, so that 360 men died. And they took Asahel and buried him in his father's tomb, which was in Bethlehem. Then Joab and his men went all night until the day dawned at Hebron. It's a long day. It was a long night. It was an ugly scene. Scenes of where death was exhibited intentionally, executed intentionally. Scenes where it wasn't intentional. I think Abner really did just want to immobilize him, knock the breath out of him. But this account will continue, and there will be things that happen out of this, particularly with Joab, that highly impact David. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.